Texte numéro 33. Enjoy the extra day off. More bosses give four-day work week a try. Companies around the world are embracing what might seem like a radical idea, a four-day work week. The concept is gaining ground in places as varied as New Zealand and Russia, and it's making inroads among some American companies. Employers are seeing surprising benefits, including higher sales and profits. The idea of a four-day work week might sound crazy, especially in America, where the number of hours worked has been climbing and where cell phones and email remind us of our jobs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But in some places, the four-day concept is taking off like a viral meme. Last month, a Washington state senator introduced a bill to reduce the standard work week to 32 hours. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is backing a parliamentary proposal to shift to a four-day week. Politicians in Britain and Finland are considering something similar. In the US, Shake Shack started testing the idea a year and a half ago. Hundreds, if not thousands, of other companies are also adopting or testing the four-day week. Much of this is thanks to Andrew Barnes, the CEO of Perpetual Guardian, New Zealand's largest estate planning company. He spent much of his career believing long hours were better for business. But he was also disturbed by the toll it took on employees and their families, particularly when it came to mental health. So 2 years ago, he used Perpetual Guardian and its 240 workers as guinea pigs, partnering with academic researchers in Auckland to monitor and track the effects of working only 4 days a week. Remarkably, workers got more work done while working fewer hours. Sales and profits grew. Employees spent less time commuting and they were happier. Barnes says there were other unexpected benefits. It narrowed workplace gender gaps. Women, who typically took more time off for caregiving, suddenly had greater flexibility built into their schedule. Men also had more time to help with their families, Barnes says. The Perpetual Guardian study went viral, and things went haywire for Barnes. Employers, including big multinationals, started calling seeking advice. To date, most of that interest has not come from American employers. Natalie Nageli, co-founder and CEO of WildBit, has heard from other leaders who say it didn't work for them. But she says moving her Philadelphia software company to a four-day week 3 years ago has been a success. Personally, she says, it gives her time to rest her brain, which helps solve complex problems. That frees Fridays up for life's many delightful chores, but that also leaves time on the weekends for the weekend. Adapted from NPR, February 2021.